Armored Bear Productions. Welcome to Not Safe for Wizards, an actual play 5th edition D&D podcast. Tonight, the Crown Companions are...
I'm Diana Morgan Carter. I play Celeste. I use they, them pronouns, and Celeste uses she, her.
Hello, I am Kayla. I am playing Jade, the Huffling Rogue, and we both use she, her pronouns.
I'm Gary. I play Vel, and we use he, him pronouns.
Hello, I'm Greg. I play Lilith, and she uses she, her, and I use he, him.
And I'm Joseph, the DM. I use he, him pronouns. Let's get to a little bit of announcements. We still have our shop.spreadshirt.com/NSFW podcast site up. So you can go get your character merch, your Not Safe for Wizards logo merch, and new, the out of character merch. So keep looking there. Some new ideas have come to mind that will be executed soon. So, hey, continue supporting, you know, support the podcast. Second, you all seem like you're pretty geeky because you're listening to a D&D actual play podcast. You might also want to check out another podcast from this great Armored Bear Productions network, and that would be The Geekiest Podcast. You can hear me and Kayla and our friend Will and sometimes Andy. And if you listen to the old ones, you can even hear Pete. Talk with and about geeky things and geeky guests, all the while trying to figure out who among us is the geekiest. So look for those where podcasts are found. Anybody else have any other announcements they want to share?
Happy June.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Yeah, definitely happy Pride. If you're not listening to this in June, which you might not be, hey, we should have Pride all year long. So, recapping the last session or so, the group, after learning more about the Warmakers and all the plots going on, went to Stonecast, where they got more information and decided to head out to check out the Farenthal Keep out in along the coast. Their first night, however, on the road had some complications, and the party woke the next morning to find that both Chase and Kaelin had disappeared. As they searched around the area, they recovered Chase's pepper box, Justice. They recovered Kaelin's double-bladed scimitar, and looking around, they noticed that there was blood and bullet impacts on part of the stony outcropping they had camped next to. Some decent detective work by Celeste and Jade. They noticed footprints coming to and leaving the camp area, but stopping after about 50 or so feet. Celeste summoned her owl figurine, and she then transformed into a raven, and off they flew to scan the surrounding area. About 500 feet or so away from the campsite, they were able to locate more footprints, and a strange arcane circle burned into the ground. At a loss, Celeste used the spell divination to find out whether or not Chase and Kaelin would be found in Farenthal Keep, and the voices of higher powers said no, and that at the moment, neither Chase or Kaelin were on this plane of existence. And that's where we left off. So the other thing we left off was Lotus and Lilith and Vel, I believe, had gathered up the horse, broke down camp, gathered up the horses, and had rode out to meet where Celeste and Jade had landed. So we'll pick up with you guys all kind of reconnecting on that spot. So what are you doing?
I'm going to tell the group, what I'm going to say is, we will not find Chase on this plane of existence.
What is that? What does that mean? Like, where do we, how do we find him then?
I think the only thing we can do is go to the keep.
Sounds like a plan.
You guys, I can't even think. You guys lead. Do you think somebody at the keep would know how to track him to another plane of existence? How do you track people to another plane of existence?
Well, we were trying to track the war makers to the keep, right? And if they noticed us and are tracking us, maybe they kidnapped Kaelin and Chase.
Okay.
Lotus speaks up, and he says, you know, if we're told that Chase and Kaelin aren't at the keep, they're not on this plane, what does going to the keep serve us? You know, this is obviously powerful magic. You know, there's several spells that I've heard of that can move people to and from the planes.
Well, we don't know what plane they're on. None of us have the spells to get to another plane, but we know people at the keep might know something about this, and if we hit them hard enough, they might tell us.
I like that plan.
At this point, Celeste is going to just look at the people that packed up the camp and ask who packed up Chase's belongings.
I actually think I did.
That sounds right.
Well, we packed up his stuff, but you took his gun belt and the warrant.
Yeah.
And justice.
Yes. I'm going to turn to the group and ask if anybody saw the wand that he took from the queen when they were packing up his things.
Oh, that's a good question. Did we?
Yes. Yes, it was amongst his kind of all, like his backpack and stuff. The wand was in it.
Okay, so it's in his pack.
Yeah.
So it's here. It's accounted for. Okay.
Yep. The rod actually with the tentacles. Yeah, it is still there.
At this point, I think not super knowing everybody. Like, I know Jade, but I want to turn towards the group and say, or I guess maybe one person at a time, what their skill set, what their specialty is, so I can, like, just have that information, like, as a character.
All right, so who are you asking first?
Lilith, what you got? What can you do? Like, what's your...
Well, I'm a cleric of Lemongeer. Cast necromancing spells and healing spells, and I like to kill things. Because
I know that last part.
I serve the god of death, and brother, business is a booming.
Okay. Then I would ask Lotus.
Lotus, well, by training, I'm an archaeologist, but I am inherently tied to magic, and especially magic of the storm. So
interesting.
And I'm well studied in fields of the arcane and history. So I cast magic and know things.
Interesting. Okay. I'm gonna keep that information about the storm magic in my back pocket. I'll get back to you about that later. I have notes and ideas. I know Jade's deal. Vel, what's your power set?
I'm a ranger and a paladin.
Cool. I think I'm gonna get at Jade's height, like kneel, and be like, do you trust me?
Jade looks into your eyes, and you can see that she's holding back tears. She says, I do. I trust you. You've trusted me with a lot. so I gotta trust you.
Okay. I'm gonna stand up and then address the rest of the group. Your leader is missing. One of your fighters is also missing, and I feel that the majority of you are very closely tied to them, where I can be a little more level-headed, being a bit less attached. Would you be okay with me sort of leaning into that role?
I think that right now, it's if you've got an idea and you want to do something, I think let us know. I don't care about leaders right now. I want Chase back, and I don't care who it is that figures that out as long as we figure it out.
Do you have an idea of where he might be? Where him and Kaelin might have gone?
I'm going to turn to Lotus and ask if he could be able to figure out what type of spell it was, given the information that has been gathered.
Lotus takes a good several minutes to study the burning in the ground. Ooh, okay, that is... I rolled a 23. Let's see.
Go with Joe's dice.
So Lotus, looking at the burn circle in the ground, and kind of walking around it, this is very powerful transportation. I and knowing that they, you know, the you've been told that they're not on this plane of existence. I'm led to believe that this is probably maybe the spell gate, because plane shift requires. We require everyone to be conscious, and this gate doesn't. They could taken them through. I don't mean conscious, willing. They would have to be willing to go through, like when we teleport with Lilith, where gate, it just opens a portal and you can carry through.
Okay, I understand. Do you think that there's a way to figure out where they went?
Looking at it, he pulls out some paper and a pen and starts kind of sketching the circle. And he looks up at you, and there's a bit of a sadness in his face. He's like, I don't understand all the sigils here, but maybe if we can find a high enough powered sage of some sort, or wizard, or somebody with more knowledge, they might be able to figure that out.
With that, I believe I'm going to go teleport back to the castle and ask to borrow somebody, or just take them.
Remember, they have to be willing to travel back with you.
They'll be willing. Or the next one will be.
Lilith, can I go back with you? I want to see the queen.
Sure. I could take everybody back, but someone's got to watch the horses.
I'll stay and watch the horses. It's all right.
I've got no need to go back. I'll just stay with Vel.
We're not supposed to split the party.
If we're already splitting the party... Because somebody needs to watch the horses, we may as well make sure that one of us isn't stolen again.
Lotus, kind of, maybe it'd be helpful if I come with you, since I have the drawing, and maybe being a practitioner of the arcane arts, they might be more willing to speak with me.
Every little bit helps.
Okay, I was just gonna bring them back, just.
Right, but we have to, whoever it is that we get, we have to convince to come back, and we need to get the right person, and he'll know if it's the right person.
Okay. No, I'm not saying Lotus can come. I'm just saying when the king tells them to come, they're going to come. And I honestly don't believe the king won't give us anything we need to bring Chase back.
Yeah.
We know who his favorite is.
Okay, so it is settled. The three of you will go. The two of us will watch the horses.
Hey, you guys be careful, though, okay?
Heard. Understood.
We'll be fine. Yes. Don't worry.
The better part of valor is the better part of valor is cowardness.
All right.
Always live to fight another day.
I mean, when all else fails, hide.
Exactly. Or run.
So,
we're off to see the king.
I take it, Jade, you've dismounted from the giant owl you were flying on?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lilith, Lotus, and Jade, hold hands or whatever it is you need to do for the teleportation helmet.
And Jade reaches up and grabs Lilith's hand and holds tight.
Yeah. And then I'll look at Jade, and then I'll look at Lotus, and Lotus will look at me, and I'll look back at Lotus, and then we'll go.
Okay. All right. So, teleport. As you guys link hands and Lilith activates the helmet, there is that moment where up is down, left is right. You kind of find yourself in an in-between space, and then you are where were you going?
To my room.
Okay,
so I've kind of prepared that as like my spot to go to.
Yep. So you find yourself standing in the middle of Lilith's room, back in the palace in Grimsby.
Okay, Jade. I would assume. What time is it, Joe? About. So it'd be morning, right?
Yeah, it's still pretty early morning because it was. You guys woke up to the sun rising and not being woken up by last shift. So yeah, you're probably talking like 10 or 11 at the latest.
As we're like solid on the ground, I'm running for the door.
Okay.
Throw open the door and look for the first servant, guard, employee. Anything, somebody that's human, person, humanoid.
Yeah, there are one of the pages kind of like the one or two of them that are kind of stationed at, because you guys basically have like a small wing of the palace now as your suites. And when the door opens, he was just kind of leaning there, kind of looks over. M'lady Jade, didn't you leave? We didn't know you were back. We would have had your rooms cleaned and prepared.
No, stop, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the queen?
She is probably within her private library at the moment.
Hey, she took breakfast.
And, oh, yeah, well,
before okay. He even finishes talking, just run.
Okay, so you make your way through the hallways. You pretty much know how to get there from where you're at. As you're moving, you know, there are various members of staff that kind of spot you, try to, you know, offer morning pleasantries, but you are all business at this point.
Yeah. And just kind of burst into her library.
At the moment, she was sipping her tea, about to dig into one of her books when you come in, and she looks with a startle. Is everything okay? What's going on?
Your Majesty, we need help. We need help right now.
How can I be of aid?
Somebody took Chase. And I'm just going to, like, lay it out for her, you know, what happened and what, you know, and what we need and all of that. And, you know, at this point, I'm, like, sitting in the middle of the library on the floor, just kind of, and looking back to make sure that Lilith and them are following me.
As you start to break down, she gets up and, you know, gets down onto the floor with you and kind of pulls you in as you, you know, tearfully relate what was going on. And she, when you kind of get through it all and are, you know, kind of just sobbing, she looks up and you know, one of her staff is that you completely missed as you came in is standing there, and she's like, go get Verindel, get him now, tell him this is of the utmost importance.
If you see Lilith, tell her where I am. I don't want Lilith. Oh my god, where's Lilith? I don't want Lilith to go missing too. Where's...
I was following. Not quite as fast, but I was following.
Okay.
Yeah. Lotus and Lilith make it to the door as the servant is leaving.
Okay. And we can't be gone long because we left Celeste and Vel back there, and I don't want anybody to take them either.
She's like, Verindel will be here, and we'll. I don't know what we can do to help, but we will do everything in our power. Maybe a minute or two later, and the king kind of comes in, like almost out of breath. Like he hustled, he grabs the door frame and looks in, and what has happened? Jade, are you all right? And he looks to Lotus and Lilith. What?
Jade kind of has this, like, I can't go through it again, and kind of looks up at Lilith for help.
I will give him the abbreviated cliff notes.
He listens, and Lotus, like, I copied down the runes of the portal. I was assuming maybe we could have somebody maybe somebody could explain where this portal was going. And he looks and takes just shakes his head, and he's like, yes, let's he turns go to the temple of Ibarra and get the high priestess there, and go to the Adros's academy and get the high priest there, and send someone to one of the wizarding academies and get me the headmasters or headmistress. I want anybody who has a lick of arcane knowledge here in my presence in the next 10 minutes, or the king will be displeased.
Yay, magical council.
So that servant kind of goes out, grabs a couple more. You kind of hear him in the hallway, like, you know, grabbing someone, like, but no, I'm His Majesty has us doing this now. And you can hear the commotion starting. And he looks, are we in danger here? What?
Your Majesty, I don't know. I think it's more about us. I'm honestly surprised that they didn't take me, considering our families were both targeted. I don't know why. I don't know why our families are so important. I mean, I know we were involved, you know, and I know our families were involved, and I know that they were part of this whole thing, but I don't know. Maybe it was just because it was Chase's watch and they grabbed him. I don't know, but we need to get him back.
I agree. We must get him back. 5 minutes pass, and the elderly gnome priestess of Ibarra, the one that you have met from the Hall of Secrets, she comes in moving rather spryly for, you know, her age, and she gives a deep bow to the king, and then she looks, and seeing you, there is a real sad look to her face. She's, what is going on? And Lotus gives a bit of the what's going on, and she's kind of like, oh no. She's going to take a look at the portal drawing that Lotus gave her, or Lotus presents to her. Seeing what she looks at it, and she's like, I agree with Lotus. This is definitely This is definitely transportation magic. I wish I was more studied in the arcane arts. I don't know which, I can't identify which plane, but it's definitely powerful magic. About a couple minutes after she says this, an older male half elf comes in, and he's kind of got he's dressed kind of plainly, but around hanging from a silver chain around his neck is the symbol of Adros, the god of magic. And he comes in, gives a deep bow to the king and queen, and there's a brief moment where he looks over and seeing Lotus kind of wrinkles his nose.
Did we notice this?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a problem with my friend?
I stand up.
There is a bit of business between his people and the Lord of Magic, but
yeah, we're gonna put that aside today because yes, we got something really important. So
yes,
be respectful.
I was just going to say that His Majesty calls upon me, so I will put that aside for now. But and he kind of looks at Lotus. I would at some point like to have a word with you, but and he takes a look at the
threatening cleric in all black armor with a giant skull shield and a big ass hammer who's kind of aggravated at the moment.
He starts looking at the runes and he's like, this is definitely the gate spell. And as he's kind of looking at it and moving his hands over the drawing, I think it's not one of the outer planes. I'm not fully sure. It's either one of the inner elemental planes or one of the transit planes. Maybe I'm. Did you call for a Hedera? And the king, I called for one of the academies to send their. And as he says that, a middle-aged human woman with long auburn hair kind of comes in with a bit of a hurry. The servant who had sent kind of on her heels, kind of, you can hear him. Yes, right there on the left. Turn to the left right there. Yes. And she steps in and she again, you know, gives deferential bow to the king and queen, and then kind of looks around. This point, Queen Danella, she's like, Jade, I need to go speak with Hedera. She's a friend of mine from, well, since I've come to live here in Grimsby. So she gets up, she gives you like a soft kiss on the forehead before getting up and walking over, and you get the gist that she's giving the retelling what has gone on. And Hedera kind of nods, looking over to the high priest of Adros, whose name is Felix. She kind of gives a nod. She's, you know, Master Felix, it is good to see you. And he's like, Headmistress Hedera. And then she kind of looks, she's like, you know, starts examining the runes. And she kind of moves her hands out, moving her hands around the image. And she kind of lets out a slight sigh. She's like, We've determined this is the gate. Felix is like, we've determined this is a gate spell. She's like, yes, this is the gate spell. It is to the astral plane. And Felix, how? She's like, this is a Lithid runes.
Does anybody else know how to get there?
Well, there are a couple ways to get to Hedera. Starts. There's a couple ways to get to the astral plane. A gate spell, or the spell astral projection, but they have each of them has each of them has a pro and a con to it. Plane shift or gate will get you there, but it is figuring out how to navigate in the astral sea is difficult. It's a wide base, and it can be daunting in its size. But the Illithid have used this plane to travel before.
So does that mean that they travel and then they could be somewhere else? So we're gonna have to track them there and then maybe just someplace else?
Well, the someplace else would be the Far Realms. And you don't want to go to the Far Realm. But yes, you may need to go to the astral plane. I have a feeling. And at this point, Lotus kind of gives a little bit more of the explaining what all has been going on with you know, and also the High Priest of Ibarra. She also kind of, you know, we know what is her name, Leandara. She kind of gives the explanation about you know, that these beings are there are various powers trying to get crack the hole that was opened when Vixstus and Ibarra contemplated what was outside, and they're trying to rend their way in more, and explains, you know, the encounters you've had with Karshun, the headmistress is like, the giant mind flayer you saw, that is an ultralithid. That's a creature that, if is able to establish itself here, will form a hive here.
He will try.
Yes, but if the Elder Brains are able to get themselves established, if you give me some time, I can prepare a gate spell to get you to the astral plane. It's the getting you back that
I can. You make two?
Here's the thing. It's a powerful spell, and no offense to your sorcerer Lotus, but I'm not sure he's capable of casting this spell.
That's okay. We can still try. Hell, by the time we get out of there, he might be. Better to have it and try than not have it and get stuck.
And then Felix is like, you think that better than astral projection? And she looks at him. She's like, I don't want to send them there with the silver cord.
What does that mean?
So there are a few ways to travel through the astral plane. Gate or plane shift is what happened here. But there is a spell that will, it renders your body here unconscious. And you will appear in the astral plane. But there is a silvery cord that extends between your body and the astral plane and your body and the material plane here. If the cord is cut, basically your soul and your body are separated and you die.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't like that. Or you could just come with us.
I could, but I have responsibilities here as well. Also, I'm not much into the adventuring anymore. But I can definitely prepare a spell that maybe, you know, I can see what we have in the way of scrolls. And if you think, Lotus, if you want to give it a chance, if it fails, then you're stuck there. And there are ways to make it back. Other than that, there are the color portals. That they are ways to travel through to other planes. Lotus is like, that is a high level spell, but For you all, I'm willing to risk trying to cast it.
Thank you, Lotus.
Varendel looks to her and he's like, whatever you need resource wise to cover the costs of these spells, just let me know. And you know, the crown will cover it. And she nods. She nods and, all right, well, I will get you getting a scroll prepared, and where shall I meet with you all to do the spell to get you to the astral plane?
I guess here in the castle.
Damn it, with the losing of the horses again.
Well, I can go back and get, if I go back alone, I can bring back the horses.
Okay. So I don't want to leave them out in the wild. Not that I don't think they could survive, but just so we know they're safe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can bring them all back.
All right. So let's go. Vel and Celeste, as you are sitting, waiting, what are you doing?
I think we would probably be sitting near the camp.
Right. Keeping an eye out.
Okay. Give me perception checks.
Waiting by the phone. Waiting for you to call me up. Ooh, 9. That's bad.
17.
So as you are kind of waiting by where you had camped, you, in the distance, heading up that coastal road, you see, looks like a couple carts coming, you know, up the road, maybe 300-400 feet away from you.
I think I'm just going to keep an eye on it. What do the carts look like? Anything particular about them?
At this distance, it looks like there's two of them. They're each being pulled by two horses. But it's a bit off to get any real good idea, about whoever's driving them or anything. They'd have to get closer for you to be able to get much more.
Yeah. I'm going to turn to Val. I imagine I'd be just like leaning against a rock or something, looking around. I'm going to turn to Val and I'm going to say, what do you think that they're carrying?
Looking out, does it look like anything in particular?
With your perception check, it's two wagons. They're covered, but yeah, it's two wagons. You're kind of they look like the, you know. The other thing, Celeste, you probably noticed and Vel, they definitely are kind of cargo wagons, not like homesteader wagons or, you know.
Oh, we could go check them out.
That seems like not that bad idea.
Can we like stake the horses down real quick and then...
Sure. Yeah. No, you can definitely secure the horses. And then are you two going to ride out? Or
yeah, I'll ride out one of them, but don't feel the need to take all of them with us.
Yeah, no. Celeste, are you going to ride out as well? Or
yes.
All right. So as you secure the horses and start riding towards it, give me perception checks again as you near them.
13.
9.
As you near, you can see, Val, you can pick up that the driver of each wagon look to be human young men. And as you kind of, probably as you get about 100 feet, you know, from them, they start slowing their wagons down to a stop. And one of the drivers yells, "Oi, we already been robbed. It's not even worth the time."
I'll yell back, "Oh, that sucks. We're not here to rob you, though."
Maybe you're not. Ask if they're okay.
The other driver kind of pulls his wagon up so that they're sitting kind of two abreast, and not by a long shot. We lost two other wagons and two drivers about middle yesterday.
Where are you coming from?
We were coming up the coastal road. We had some of the winter crops from down south. We were going to bring it up to Stonecast, but the bandits, they were awfully well organized, and they hit us yesterday, and it hit hard, and lost two of my good friends.
We also got hit pretty hard last night. Did you see anything about who the people were that harmed you?
Looked like humans, mostly. Maybe some half-elves. Really good weapons for bandits. Very well organized for bandits.
So you think this could be something other than bandits?
Well, there was I've dealt with bandits before, and usually, you know, you fire back at a few of them, and they'll back off. But they got the jump on us, and he reaches out and pats. He's got a heavy crossbow. He's like, Even when I took a couple shots at him here with Betsy, they just kept coming, and we.
Is anybody here injured?
I'm a little wounded. When you take a closer look, you can see like a little splotch of a little bit like soaking on his right side. I got to see the mean side of a spear.
Here, I can take care of him.
And the other driver's like, I got a little nicked, but I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
You sure? I could help.
Yeah. You look, and there's a slight cut on his forehead, but it doesn't look all that bad. So you guys all got hit.
We had a couple of our members taken in the night. I doubt it was the same group, though. Were you near the keep that's along the coast here?
We were about 3-4 days away from it. We thought maybe we had we'd heard bandits had taken up residence in Farenthal, so we'd hoped we'd stayed far enough away along the road to avoid it. I don't know if these bandits are the ones that are supposedly in the keep or not, but I've dealt with bandits before who, you know, they'll have a couple pieces of their outfits that, you know, kind of identify them. You know, there's those ones up near Glau that have those sashes, the Brotherhood of the Forest, but every one of these ones was wearing a blue cloak with silver trim. He looks at you. You say that out loud?
Yeah, just very, very quietly.
He catches these. Is that a new bandit group we need to be aware of?
Not a bandit group, but someone that you don't want to have dealings with again. You're lucky to be alive.
And where did you say this occurred?
At the keep that we were heading to, Varen.
A few days out from the keep, we pushed ourselves to make sure we traveled past it as quick as possible because we had heard that there were bandits there. We hoped it was, you know, we knew we were only about a day and a half, 2 days from Stonecast, and
we knew that they were possibly out there, so it makes sense. This all can't be a coincidence, can it?
Okay, dogs are barking, give me a sec.
That's okay.
In the meantime, I'll walk over to the one that's more hurt and lay on hands. I can do up to 15 points
like a couple points is all he needs. He's
okay.
Yeah, when you get closer, you know, it's healed a good amount already. But yeah, when you also get closer, you notice that yeah, the back of the looking into the wagon, it is stripped. You know,
mm-hmm. They took all the supplies, all the food as supplies.
Yeah, they took he's like they even took our. You know, they took even the provisions that we had for our horses and, you know, our own. He's like, you know, we're just trying to make it to Stonecast so that we don't, you know, we'll have to figure out how to explain what happened to the merchant we were working for. And
I'm going to turn to Vel and say, well, at least we know how they are getting their food in now. It's not delivered.
Steal it off the road. It makes sense. You might not want to. I'll say this to the two men. You might not want to talk about the war makers too much. They might not take too kindly about it. You spreading rumors about them.
We'll just make sure to let other drivers know the
roads aren't safe.
Yeah, that there are very well organized bandits. Out this way.
Yeah. Okay. What was the name of... Sorry, I'm trying to remember what the name of the lore keeper in Stonecast was.
Arendar.
Arendar. Okay. Go find a bookkeeper named Arendar in Stonecast and relate this information to them. They'll want to know confirmation of this information.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll do that when we get after we
set it up. And how much was your merchant expecting from this haul?
We had four wagons of different winter vegetables and several bushels of winter wheat from down, you know, from the down south farmlands.
I know nothing about bushels of wheat and whatnot, so I have no idea how much that's worth. I'll give them like 10 gold just to help them along the way.
You wouldn't happen to have any of those, just anything that got left behind, would you? From being robbed? I'm specifically looking for plants or foods of the vegetable variety.
Give me investigation.
I was asking, but yeah, got an 11.
You kind of look through both of the carts, and as you're kind of looking over pieces and scraps and whatnot, you find, looks like, a couple radishes that seem to have escaped being stolen.
Okay. What I would like to do is two things. First, while I'm at the back, at the back of the cart, I'm going to ask either of the drivers if I can write something on the back of their wagon, on their wagon somewhere in Druidic.
They both of them kind of give. Sure. It's very nice to meet a druid. They seemed rather, I think of the word, like...
Befuddled?
Not befuddled, but like, you know, you don't see druids every day, but being that they kind of work, you know, they're really related to things agricultural, like a druid is a good thing.
Well, Vel will definitely look befuddled. That she's going to write something on the back of the wagon in Druidic.
I'm going to write, robbed, please help, in Druidic, so that, like, anytime somebody passes by, they'll, like, maybe do something. And then I would like to take some of the radishes, and I don't personally know how radishes grow. I'm assuming they're root vegetables, so I want to plant whatever it takes to regrow them, and then use plant growth.
Let's see what the plant grows. Okay. So you put a couple of the radishes, and they kind of explain to you, you know, how actually you would probably know. I mean, I think Celeste would know how radishes are. So yeah, you bury you know, up to the to where the greens meet the root, the bulb, and yeah, you cast the spell, and the like a good like 5x5 square 5x5 area just starts like almost like honestly like video game noises of bloop, 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 as you watch the radishes begin to grow, and the two drivers like their eyes go wide, and the one who's the radishes were left in his wagon kind of comes up and like does like a like gets down on one knee and thank you so much. This is such a blessing. And there's like tears in his eyes.
Please don't, referring to him being not standing. That is not necessary.
How to make radishes.
It's what I had.
they turn like, We'll harvest these up and hopefully this will at least keep the boss somewhat happy. And they turn and start harvesting what radishes, you know, the radishes in the area.
Okay, so we head back to the circle to wait for everybody else.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
So you head back over to the circle. You see after a while they've harvested up what radish was there, and they get back on their wagons and continue heading towards Stonecast. All right. So anything else you two want to do?
As they're riding away, Celeste is going to go, oh, I didn't get to pet the horses.
They're horses. You'll be fine.
They're horses. Yeah.
All right. So back in the palace, Hidara has left to go begin preparing a to see if there is a scroll or if she needs to prepare one. At this point, the High Priest of Adros kind of speaks to the king for a moment, and then, you know, kind of leans over to say to Lotus, when you get back from the astral plane, please do stop in at the Sanctum of Adros, and kind of reaches into a pouch and pulls out a small calling card. This will get you in and let those who work there know that you are expected and you have permission to enter. Lotus takes the calling card, puts it into one of their many pouches, and kind of nods their head. Leandara comes over to Jade, and she kind of looks at you. You know the undertaking you're doing, yes?
I mean, as much as I can know. I know I'm going to get my friend back. But I'm not going to let anything stop me.
Good. In the astral plane, there is a race of beings called the Githyanki.
Okay.
They're not good, but they hate the Illithid with a burning hatred.
Okay. Good to know.
You and your friends may want to seek out some of these Githyanki and have them help you track down whoever took your friends. But be wary, because while they hate the Mind Flayers, they have other motives as well.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything that they like? Anything that we could maybe bring with us as an offering, or know about them to engage with them?
Thanks for a moment. The only thing that comes to mind is sometimes they have their young born and raised on a material plane, on like our plane, because, and she kind of looks around, Hidara should have mentioned, you time functions weirdly on the astral plane. It actually doesn't function at all. You will not get tired. You will not need to eat or drink. You will need, though, to rest to recover abilities, but they have to, so you won't age while you're there. But if we had more time, I would suggest maybe seeing if they had one of their creches here and help escort any of their young ones back to them, but there's not time for that, so...
Thank you.
You're most welcome. I wish there was more. Just to do backup. So while you guys are there, Leandara does kind of explain a little bit on how the astral plane works, and that like to move is, it's all based on thinking. So if you want to move, you just think about the direction you want to move. And when you want to stop moving, you think about stopping. And you know, it's, you know, she explains that there are the color portals, and that the color portals can lead you to the outer planes, but they can also, she tells you specifically, silver portals can lead you back to the material planes, but it's not a guarantee that it'll lead you back to this one. Although she has a feeling that it will lead you back to the material plane that you belong to. She doesn't know like all of the colors for the different planes, so she's like, be careful when navigating around the color portals, because they're one way, so if you go in you can't kind of go back out.
Okay, so plan is Lilith goes and gets Celeste and Vel and the horses and brings them back here, and then we go to astral plane.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so the helm of teleportation is you and
eight other willing creatures.
Right.
I was trying to figure out how many horses we had.
Everybody had a horse, so that's seven.
Plus the pack.
Plus the pack horse, so you had eight horses.
Yeah, so...
We're two over.
Two horses we're going to have to feed to each other.
Lilith, that's not funny.
Well, Jade, you said you didn't want them running free in the wild. I was just trying to do what you wanted and send them on to the great beyond.
No, that is not what I had in mind.
I have a solution for this when Lilith returns and fills us in.
Okay. Ooh. Fine. Just set them free near water or something. I don't know. Maybe Celeste and Vel will have an idea.
Well, maybe we're close enough they'll make it back to Stonecast.
Sometimes horses will go home.
All right. So, Lilith, you're going to teleport...
Yeah, I'm gonna pop back to the campsite. We're gonna get Vel and Celeste, kill Phil, and pop back here. Have a pint, and then go to the astral plane.
All right. I love you.
So you pop. So Celeste and Vel, you kind of been waiting for a little bit. All of a sudden,
Lilith returns without Jade,
without Lotus.
Without Lotus. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, somehow we ended up going into the future. Oh, it's a mess.
But is it our fault?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. They're with the lady. We're going to the astral plane, and she's making up spells. And then I almost hit this arrogant guy because he was mean to Lotus. Been a trip.
So, the War Makers are in the keep, but I guess we're going to the astral plane first, but then we'll come back and deal with the War Makers. Is that the plan?
Yeah, you know how Jade is when she gets something in her head.
Okay.
The minute they said they were in the astral plane, the Illithid brought them there. It was done with Illithid magic.
Okay, so we're going after the Illithid in the astral plane. Well, I think I'm right with that.
All trails lead to that keep, but we need to get our boys.
Sometimes.
And now I got to figure out how we're going to get all these horses back.
The way that we know that the War Makers are in the keep is we passed a couple transporters who got robbed by them. We could give the horses to them.
We could. Hey,
I'm good for that. At least they'll get something to recoup some money.
Exactly. Take off whatever gear we need for ourselves. We could run the horses down to them.
Okay. So which of the horses are you? Because you guys have to get down. So it's two of you, and then you can take six of the horses. So
yeah, I don't think it really matters which horses we keep, does it?
I mean, why don't we just give all of them to them? Because, I mean, they're not like their pet horses. We just bought them.
We did just buy them, right?
And, I mean, charity, I'm sure there's a thing for that.
Definitely,
I mean, they were just robbed, so.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
They were just robbed. They can sell these horses and make some of the money they lost from the robbery back.
There's horses, there's supplies.
And the people they were delivering to are going to be real confused about the cargo.
delivering food, so.
You left with crops, you came back with horses and tents.
And some radishes.
We'll probably have to keep at least one horse for whatever. Like, we have to bring back all of our gear. Like, we need to bring back Kaylin's gear and Lois's gear and Jade's gear and my gear and Celeste's gear and
Lois's
gear. And, you know, let's just make sure we keep all of our gear. Let's keep any gear that we think we need for the astral plane. Are we going to need tents for the astral plane? I don't think so, right?
No idea. I've never been to the astral plane.
I don't think we need horses. Do we need horses in the astral plane?
I don't believe so.
I don't know. What do I know about the astral plane? DM, what do I know?
Hey, God. Yeah, give me an Arcana check. Celeste and
this is great. Arcana. You know what? This is maybe the 50th time that I wish that I had gone proficient in Arcana. And if I remember correctly, isn't there a way to retrain skills when you level up?
Not retrain skills. That was, I believe that was the previous edition. But if you guys, if we ever get a good enough stretch of downtime, you can spend time and gold to learn new skills.
Ooh. I think Arcana is going to be it for me. 11.
Hey, fun fact, so on a D20, when one side is up, you have three sides that you can see?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a 5, you can see a 13, a 15, and an 18, turns out.
But it's always the 5.
Oh, absolutely. So I got a 6.
Yeah. 11 and 6. So, do we know enough to know that...
You know it's called one of the transitive planes and that
I got a 19.
Oh, you know a bunch of shit about it. You just heard Leandara give you can relay to them, Lilith, that you travel through you travel through the astral plane by thinking.
Oh, it's going to be a great trip.
That you don't age, you don't need to eat, you don't need to sleep, you don't need to drink anything. You will need to rest to regain any abilities.
So we need sleeping bags. I think that's all we need.
Yep, Bedrolls it is.
Bedrolls. Yeah, so just our normal adventuring gear. That's all we need. Let's give everything else to the people and let's go. Let's do this. Let's kick this pig.
All right, so you take the... So are you keeping any of the horses or are you...
No, let's give them all. We'll just keep our adventuring gear.
I'm actually going to just let Wingnut go and just be like, this is my horse. My horse cannot be tamed.
You named it?
Don't you? I named it Wingnut, yes.
Never name it. How are you going to eat it later if you named it?
Well, some things just have to be done. I mean, there are other solutions. I can grow plants. You just saw me with the radishes. There are other solutions. But if it comes down to it, Wingnut.
I would like some wings, definitely.
Besides, you'd only eat it, you know, it'd have a peg leg. You'd only eat it one leg at a time.
When walking through Mordor, you can't grow crops.
Got it. One does not simply grow a radish in Mordor.
Well, when you guys go to Mordor, you'll have to deal with that. But for now, so are you giving all of the horses, or what was going on?
They can't have Wingnut.
Okay.
Because we'd rather Wingnut run off in the wild and get eaten by wolves.
Well, but you can teleport with Wingnut back to the palace and stable Wingnut at the palace. I mean...
There we go. We better take back Jade's horse, too. Otherwise, we might get an earful.
You're so smart.
I was going to tell her we fed that one to the other horses. God, you guys have no fun.
You know, that was such a afterthought.
Okay. So Wingnut and Jade's pony are being teleported back with you all to the palace. The remaining horses are being given to the drivers who you ride down, and they're like, when you first start riding them down, like they're defensive, and then they're very thankful. Are you giving them like the supplies and tents and all that stuff too?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Somewhere I can hear Mark/Chase.
Just money out the door.
Yeah.
You can't take it with you.
Yeah, and then the livery guy is going to sell it back. You probably should take Chase's horse too, because that was his dad's horse. Just saying.
Oh, right. You know what? Yes. That's a fair point.
100%. Yeah. Thank you for remembering that. I forgot that was his dad's horse.
Wingnut, Jade's horse, Chase's horse. There you go.
If I was a better character, I would remember things like that.
All right. So you are able to brain just bloop.
We're able to teleport back to the kingdom with the three horses.
Yes. You teleport back to the palace.
Into Lilith's room. With three horses.
I would imagine Lilith would probably have you guys teleport to like outside the stables, because you've been to the stables before.
Yeah. I don't think my room porter, or would that be a steward, would be very happy with.
No. No, with three horses appearing in your room.
It's the new stables.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no. So you teleport back to the palace, to outside of it, near the stables, which definitely causes a bit of a stir. The stable keeper, seeing that it's you, Lilith, and the rest of the companions, is looks and, well, I guess I'm going to be boarding these.
Yes, take special care of this one. This is Chase's father's horse. And this is another one to add to Jade's collection.
You know what happens if you do something bad to Chase's dad's horse, right?
I'm just going to go with my assumption, and it's not good.
I wasn't being threatening. I was just, you know.
No. But Master Chase is is a very good person. He's, you know, very nice to all of us. So yeah, no, we will take care of them. And oh, the wee pony.
So she has a pony, a wagon.
No, we haven't gone back to get the wagon yet.
I know where my wagon is.
She just needs a wolf and an elephant, right?
And a bear.
And a bear. Oh yeah, she needs a bear too.
We left
I
the
am
wagon.
The bear.
We left the wagon with Orion.
Oh, good. Something we can cart his corpse back with.
Man. All right.
Dark Vel.
You know what? I've maintained since the very beginning you all left him there to die.
Did not.
I know, but
he chose to stay there.
Undead surrounding the city, and you left him there.
He could have left with us. Lady Jessam sent troops to help out.
Okay, maybe he lived. Maybe he's king of the city now. While we're in the palace, I need to find a place to buy scrolls if I can. If we have time.
A place to find to buy scrolls, like
magical scrolls.
Magical scrolls? Yeah, you don't really like if you're planning to leave, because like as your guys are arriving back after riding down the merchants and all that, like you
Got
guys
you.
Are getting ready to be okay. gated out of here. So
that plan's gone. No problem.
Well, what do you need? What kind of magical scrolls?
I was going to see if I can get banishment scrolls.
Oh,
we are going to another plane.
You're smart.
Yeah. But it's all right. We'll have to do without.
All right. So you, as you guys get back, you're kind of greeted right away. You are, you know, the guards have been told that when you guys arrive to, you know, get you to bring you to the queen's, get you to the queen's her personal library. You get there and you find. You find your Lotus and Jade still waiting there. And pretty shortly after that, Hidara shows up and she hands a scroll over to a scroll case over to Lotus. And then tells you all, okay, I'm going to need to cast this. And she starts making circle on the ground. And writing up the runes, and when she's finished, the runes light up, and the portal, where the stonework would be under it, that disappears, and a kind of swirly white and gray material kind of replaces it. And she's all right. Best of luck, King Varendel and Queen Danella. Look at you and know that every day that you are gone, we will be offering prayers to all the gods to bring you back safely to Grimsby.
Thank you.
All right. So who's stepping in first?
I'll lead.
Hey.
So. On my way through, though, I'll say, please let King Connell know that I will kill Karshun.
And Varendel, I will tell him he's still here. I'll let him know that you, Velikin, have sworn to kill Karshun.
And I'll step right through.
All right. So Vel disappears.
I'll do it next.
And then Lilith, Lotus kind of looks around. There's a little bit of a I don't want to say mischievous, but like new adventure sort of look. And Lotus leaps into it.
Is the queen still around?
Yes, she's standing there.
Okay, I'm gonna run and give her a big hug.
She hugs you back very tightly.
And then I kind of just like look at her for a second and then turn and run.
All right.
I'm gonna turn to the people who are all staying, like, working at the castle and be like, thank you for this. And then I'm going to walk in.
Before you step in, Danella kind of reaches out and touches your cloak. do keep an eye out on Jade, please.
I will make sure that they all come back and they are all taken care of.
Thank you.
Of course. And I'm going to step in.
All right. As you all step in, it's sort of like, you know, like in the Star Wars movies when like things kind of start popping in from hyperspace, everything just sort of bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah.
They've so, gone to blood.
You all find yourselves floating in an expanse of darkness. Around you, you see silvery streaks and motes. But as you look around, there is almost nothing to see. And that's where we're ending.
Looting in the black.
Hi there, this is Joseph the DM. I hope you're enjoying the Not Safe for Wizards podcast so far. If you are, I'd love to ask you to do a couple things to help build the show up. One, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Preferably 5-star, but hey, I leave that up to you. Second, follow us on social media. The links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are in the show notes. And thirdly, share it with your friends. Let them know about the podcast and have them take a listen. We look forward to entertaining you for a long time to come. Thanks. Have a great rest of your day.